Welcome to On My Walk, a reading podcast that helps you capture those aha moments from reading and apply them to your life and leadership. And today, on my walk, I'm thinking about giving what we don't have. And you may be thinking, hey, wait a minute, what are you talking about? I can only give away what I do have. Exactly. Which means for us to give something, we must first have received something. Let me explain. This morning, I finished A Wrinkle in Time by Madeleine L'Engle. Like many of you, I read it a long time ago, but hearing conflicting thoughts about the Disney movie, I said, I gotta pick this thing up again. And besides that, I'm one of those, I like to have read the book before I see the movie. Well, I enjoyed the book before, but I think I appreciate it all the more this second go around. L'Engle helps me to look at things spiritual in ways that I have not, at least it seems to me, in ways that I haven't looked at things since reading Frank Peretti's book, This Present Darkness, years ago. And I suspect that part of that is the beauty of science fiction or fantasy or fable. I mean, it depends on how you want to classify this book, which in many respects defies classification, which in part was why it was almost never published in the first place. Okay, let me see if I can set up the Everest moment in A Wrinkle in Time and make sense of my thought today, giving what we don't have. Here's the plot. Meg Murray, a high school age student, is transported through space and time along with her younger brother Charles Wallace and her friend Calvin O'Keefe. Why? Well, they're sent to find and rescue Meg's father, who's a scientist. And Meg's father disappeared while working on a special project for the government years ago, or at least some time ago. And in the process, they land on the planet Kamazots, where they free Mr. McMurray, but not before Charles Wallace is taken prisoner by the evil force called It. Now, Meg's this adolescent mixture of defiance and darling and determination. And she gets sent by herself back to Kamazots to rescue Charles Wallace. And at this point, I've got to declare a bit of a spoiler alert, because you're going to hear some things that if you haven't read it or you haven't seen the film, this may spoil it, but it's worth it. As Meg travels back to the mysterious and malevolent Kamazots and once again encounters the diabolically mesmerizing It, she can feel herself being pulled into its web of wickedness. And she gets angry, and she's tempted to fight the hate of It with the hate of her own. But in the process, she remembers the words of Mrs. Witch and Mrs. What's-It. And you'll have to read the book to find out about Mrs. Witch and Mrs. What's-It and Mrs. Who. But Mrs. Witch said, "You have something that It has not." And Mrs. What said, "I give you my love, Meg. Never forget that. My love, always." So as Meg faces her adversary, these words come back to her mind. You have something It has not. You have something It has not. And then it dawns on Meg. What she has that the diabolically dastardly It does not have was love. And she could win back her little brother, not with hate, but with love. Listen to this clip.
But she could love Charles Wallace. She could stand there, and she could love Charles Wallace. Her own Charles Wallace, the real Charles Wallace, the child for whom she had come back to Kamazots, to It, the baby who was so much more than she was, and who was yet so utterly vulnerable. She could love Charles Wallace. Charles, Charles, I love you. My baby brother who always takes care of me. Come back to me, Charles Wallace. Come away from It. Come back. Come home. I love you, Charles. Oh, Charles Wallace. I love you. Tears were streaming down her cheeks, but she was unaware of them. Now she was even able to look at him, at this animated thing that was not her own Charles Wallace at all. She was able to look and love. I love you, Charles Wallace. You are my darling and my dear and the light of my life and the treasure of my heart. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you, Charles. And those were the words that broke the spell. And here is my aha moment. What enabled Meg to give that love? Hear me. What enabled Meg to give that love is that she had received that love. Mrs. What's-It said, "I give you my love, Meg. Never forget that. My love always." Now, this is a distinctly Christian theme that Lingle is not ashamed to point out. Matter of fact, just a few pages earlier, she quotes word for word from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 25 to 28. Don't think you're going to see that in the Disney film, but here's the passage. And it speaks to the way God works. "Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised hath God chosen. Yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are." And as Mrs. Hu tells Meg, Lingle seems to be telling us that God's ways are upside down. You don't fight hate with hate. You fight hate with love. But we can't give love unless we first received love. Now, Lingle doesn't use 1 John 3:16 and 1 John 4:19 in this book, but she might have. John writes, "By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. We love because he first loved us." Okay, I'm going a little preacher on you today, but again, my aha moment was, I can't give love apart from receiving love. And having received it, in Meg's case, from Mrs. What's-It, in my case, from God, I have to give it. So the question I'm asking myself is, who needs that love today? And in one sense, everyone. But I'm thinking of a certain someone in particular, and I suspect if you think about it, there's a specific someone in your mind as well. So giving what we don't have, giving love. That's my thought on my walk with Madeline Lingle and A Wrinkle in Time. Now what you do with it, that's for you to work out on your walk through life.